The Marty Shear Gold Show on Triple M.
Here's Hamilton Pembrey, took two bounces, inside 50, from 60 to 40, closing, Penrose Gold Pendlebury.
Here's Pendlebury with a little bit of space, he doesn't need much to slice you right open, and the champ, Scotty Pendlebury, well done.
Number 10, Scott Pendlebury.
One of the greats of the game.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Scott Pendlebury's with us, Marty.
Oh, the pies are on fire.
Can't lose.
What? 11 in a row when 11. I come in here.
Yeah.
It's not about the Collingwood. It's coming in here.
You think?
Keep fronting up on a Monday and we're good.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I think you're going to be good. Got over Melbourne 96-89 in an absolute belter. 15-6 to 13-11. So you were accurate as well.
Yeah. There was a period there in the second quarter. I think they kicked five in the second quarter and absolutely dominated us. But we managed to kick, I think we kicked three straight to keep our scoreboard ticking over. And we kicked really straight. Some of the guys up front, Jamie Elliott, Ash Johnson, responsible for that. So
yeah, somebody levelled out the Melbourne guy who said you're a one-trick ponies as well.
Oh, yeah, early in the game you got tackled and, yeah, there's a bit of a pile-on. But it was actually really funny because Ed Langdon got the ball and he had a big smile on his face when it happened because he sort of knew, like, this
he
is
knew what was coming.
Yeah. And, yeah, I've thought about it. It's like, it was actually, I didn't mind it. It had a lot of spice.
Exactly.
All the supporters loved it. Did it influence the result? No.
No.
It wasn't like we're trying harder. Because
but it doesn't happen anymore, does
no,
it?
No, it's nice. It added a different element and all the supporters loved it. And, and then in the end, it was a lot of people said to me it was an amazing game of football to be at and watch.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an absolute belter. You guys are on a roll, 11 straight. I mean, I don't know what to keep saying to you about Collingwood other than where does it end? Flag?
Oh, I wouldn't mind winning by just more than 7 points. Or
yeah.
Wouldn't mind like three goals just to have like the last 30 seconds.
Yeah,
your heart rate's not 180.
We were just talking about your percentage and that might be an issue for you moving forward because it is a fair bit lower than the teams around you. So you might need to be a game clear.
Yeah, well, yeah. Essentially, if we finish on the same points as someone, we're going to go underneath them because our percentage is, I think it's like 107, 106.
110 it is. Oh, is it? What is it?
106.3.
106.3.
Yeah, so we'll go. But yeah, we've won 11 in a row and I think our average winning margin's about 6. So tight games. But yeah, as I said, like the walking off the ground the other night, the stadium was just buzzing. The match was unbelievable. Even in the first quarter, I found myself sort of almost spectating and being like, you know, Jordy DeGoey's goal, Petrarca's goal, Viney. I was like, there is some amazing talent and football and how good is this Friday night? And it was a cracking game to be a part of and always nice to be on the right end too of the result.
Were you thinking about what you'd say in here when you were out there as well? Was that a part of the process?
I didn't want to add that into the basket of a close game. And, but yeah, it was,
what have you done to your finger? That looks sore.
Not really sure. I dislocated it early in the first quarter and you wrap it up and leave it like this and hopefully it strengthens back up. It sort of pops back in. But my fingers are not pretty anyway. Like
you've had a really bad finger a few years ago.
Yeah, that one there. Oh, you can see the end of it.
Yeah,
sort of fused.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to do with that post-career.
I'm not going to be a hand model.
No.
That's ruled out for me. So.
You could type with it though because it's naturally pointing down.
Yeah, that's a positive. So I might look into some typewriting sort of future.
Stenographer at the court.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Is that Pendle's doing?
Scott Pendle.
I'll just show my finger as verification. Yeah. This is why I'm here.
From memory, the job interview.
You miss like weeks and weeks with that finger.
I'll show you guys a video and you can, I don't know if you want to put it on your socials where they're pulling wires out of my finger.
Oh, wow.
This one I messed up pretty bad. So I think I missed the last 7 games of the season, but I would have missed 16 weeks because
really?
The season finished and my finger was just cooked. So it's not a good looking finger, but I don't need it too much when I play, unfortunately.
Josh Kennedy bowed out over the weekend, kicked 8 in his last game. He's a phenomenal footballer.
Oh, unbelievable. He was taking pick 4 in my draft.
Right, so started together. Same vintage.
Yeah. I spoke to him during the week, just sent him a text and someone that I've admired for his whole career. And to go out kicking 8 goals is unbelievable. So, if he wants to roll on again next year and wants to come to Collingwood, I think we could manage that, kicking 8 goals. So
it's phenomenal,
he's a fantastic player. And I think he said like his mind still wants to go, but his knee's just too sore. So he's an unbelievable player.
What do you think about Buddy Franklin and all the talk around Buddy at the moment?
Yeah, I sort of had a different take on I think they released that statement. To me, that was just like, I want the noise to stop. I don't
him
know
saying,
that's
I'm not thinking about
yeah,
it
I'm
now.
Not thinking about it because there's bigger fish to fry for our team and it's not about me. And everyone will probably put a spin at, is he going to retire? Is he saying, I want to put off talks, so I'm going to go somewhere else? I thought personally, I was like, they've made a call here that they haven't decided on something and they just want Sydney to focus on finals because I'm assuming like anyone at this stage of the year, you're thinking, let's win it. So I don't want this to be a distraction.
No, he still looked up and about against the Roo boys.
Played really well. So, I don't think it's going to – he's dealt with speculation his whole career. So, I think it was a smart decision.
Potential premiership captain for 2022. I'm not getting carried away. But I am noticing that there's been a big general community change towards Collingwood. In fact, I heard the dude on the offsiders on the ABC talking about the same thing on Sunday morning. There just seems to be a different feeling from everyone towards Collingwood.
Yeah, well, I've had the weekend off for the first time in a long time because we played Friday night, and I've had a lot of people just say, we actually enjoy watching you. I know that's huge because everyone hates us. So they're like, we actually like watching how you play and it's exciting. And which is really cool. Like a lot of people are enjoying and they'll flick a Collingwood game on, they said, and they actually start half going for Collingwood, which is nice. So,
but you guys look like you're enjoying it a lot more as well.
Yeah. I said winning helps. Winning helps a lot of
winning
things.
Helps
but
we're
having a lot of fun out there and supporting each other really well. And, our VFL side's going really well as well. I think they won by about 80 points on the weekend. And
dominating.
We've got a fit, healthy list and a lot of things going right. So just enjoying that.
Just going back to the Ed Landon chat, obviously it must have been brought up in the build-up to the game, given that first contest that you were talking about.
One-trick pony gear.
No duck. All duck, no dinner.
All duck, no dinner, that's right.
So how often do things like that ever get used as motivation for a playing group? Or is it,
it was funny.
Is it a bit of a one-off?
Fly had it up on the board when we walked into the team meeting, the quote, and Fly said this, and he's like, because he always references Lee Matthews, and he's like, Lee would use this as motivation. So I was sort of thinking, I wonder how Fly's going to use this because it's not really his style. And he's like, I had the pancakes last night for dinner with the duck in the middle. And we're like, oh, that's probably not really motivating, Fly. And he's like, yeah, all right, I'll probably just rub that off the board then.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go. Really hit the mark.
And let's just get the video out.
I think the theme was it with what we were saying. It's like, it doesn't really help us or hinder us, this sort of comment. So let's worry about what we can control. And but as I said, it added spice. Like if I didn't play in the game and that got said about, I don't know, say Friday night, St Kilda Brisbane this week, something like that. It's like, oh, I'll watch this for a bit and see what happens. And
see if anyone
For the external, it adds a little bit of spice. And
for sure.
Yeah.
It's like boxing.
Looking forward. Oh, you got Sydney in Sydney.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good game there. And
Sunday Arvo, the wonderful Arvo. 3:20 slot, one of your favourites.
Well, it's good. It's when you travel, it's not a bad slot. So you get up, I think, because we get out that night as well. And we got the whole club going up because our VFL plays before us,
right?
Which is really cool. We haven't travelled as a full club and stuff, so that's going to be nice to get away with everyone. And it's going to be a good game. They're in amazing form and they play that ground really well.
They're playing good footy.
Going into the final fortnight of the season, do you think there's ever such thing as having a good loss? Do you think that exists? And would it worry if you were to lose in the next fortnight, or would you prefer to just keep the
Prefer to keep winning, but I don't think I'm going to get spooked if we lose one. It's not
particularly not here, Sydney at home.
We just got to keep putting our best foot forward and see how we go. We've got a great run home in terms of quality oppositions that have got to play for something. So it's great for us.
Looking at next week's round, St Kilda Brisbane will be a good game of footy. Bulldogs GWS.
Melbourne Carlton will be good.
Melbourne Carlton will be a belter on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Who do you like there?
I think Melbourne is still like playing them and just getting over the line. I still think they're a formidable side. Like they were really impressive. They dominated a lot of that first half against us. And they've just seemed to have a lot of players that are in good form at the moment. And but then obviously there's going to be a response from Carlton, isn't there? So looking forward to that. And as I said, it's always cool when the last few weeks inside, you start looking in like, you need to win this or you need to do this. So there's a bit more pressure on and it's good to see what happens.
It's feasible that Carlton won't make the eight. We were discussing about this earlier today.
Yeah, they had to win one of their last four games of the season to guarantee that. And at the moment, they've lost two of them with a tough opposition to come.
Oh, so it's it could come down
to your game.
Great.
Would you take a little bit of enjoyment out of that?
Oh, I just straight away thought of how many people will be at that game if that's the case.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
final round.
I'd have to put another stadium out there for us.
Yeah, it'll be massive.
Could be cool, but it could all be put to bed if they take care of business on Saturday night.
Frio West Coast. It's funny that old mate Kennedy didn't hang around for Frio West Coast.
I know.
His knee must be that bad.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, I heard him saying during the week that he went against sort of medical advice and trains through the week when they've sort of said not to train anymore. So, you know, your knee's pretty cooked if you're not supposed to be training during the week and you're just getting up for games. So,
yeah.
What do you think they'd be saying at Melbourne as a playing group after Friday night?
Oh, I think it's probably almost what you just asked me about. Would you be spooked if you lost one? I don't think they'd be spooked that they lost Friday night. They'd be confident in what they're doing and how they're playing. It's just probably executing things a tiny bit better or whatever it may be for them. But, yeah, I feel like their game's in really good shape and it was a cracking game. With us Friday night, the result could have gone either way. So I don't think they'd be too worried.
If you look at that potential eight going forward and projecting into the finals, who worries you? Richmond, are they a worry anymore?
Oh, absolutely. I think they are a real threat. Richmond, yeah. I don't think too many sides would enjoy having to come up against them just because you know a lot of those guys in that side have been there before. So they're not the pressure of the occasion that they've been there, done that, and they've got good memories of it all. They've barely lost in September in 5 years. So,
yeah.
And they're a great side to watch. Their brand clearly stacks up. But yeah, I looked at the ladder late last night and just the amount of sides that have won a lot of games of football, it's such an even top 10 at the moment. It's crazy.
Yeah, no one feels unbeatable at the moment. Geelong obviously having a very good run as well.
Yeah. So you're sort of like, you're not scared of anyone, but you respect everyone there. There's no, I'd love to get them week one. It's, wherever it lands, you go ahead and you'd be confident, but you really respect who you're about to play as well.
What do you think about the, I'm not sure if we've had the chat about the bye before the finals. Have we had that chat?
Yeah, I think you mentioned that.
I like it. I'm a fan of it. Just to freshen up the players. I know that there's people out there because we like the war of attrition style as well, but I like the idea of just having a pause, taking a breath, freshening up. And then I think there's Thursday night footy anyway. So it's, you basically get a 9 day break or a 10 day break if you get that Thursday slot.
God, you'd be living at Bunnings.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully you can get that Bunnings visit 5 or 6 more times and build some stuff for the kids.
Mate, have a lovely, well, I was going to say Friday night, but it's Sunday Arvo at 3:20. Have a lovely Sunday Arvo at 3:20.
Thank you. I will.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.